ooga ooga chaka ooga 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 chaka ooga 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 chaka ooga ooga.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me when you hold me in your arms so tight. You let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
All right. Now that's pretty good. Right, pretty right. Good, Gil.
Gil's got some vocals.
Got some good vocals from Gil on that one. So welcome everybody, episode 26, Men of the K Podcast.
Hello.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
There was three. We went from five last week to three.
But I'm back.
But John's back.
Yeah.
The man.
The only thing
Johnny Danger.
I told my girlfriend that I'm hunting the last unicorn, so you know, gotta make a chat. Snappy.
She should already know what to expect when you're over here.
Yeah.
So as you know, I got Gil, I got Johnny Danger.
Wow.
Of course I'm here.
As always, the
hardest. As always.
Hardest working man in the
podcast business. Steven couldn't make it. Hot Sauce was supposed to make it, but then Hot Sauce was like, I'm not gonna come.
He's just gonna chill at home.
So I don't want to ever hear that he's bored or anything.
You disappoint Mark Hamill.
Exactly.
Why disappoint Mark?
Mark Hamill should just stay here with us.
Yeah.
So we're gonna talk Guardians of the Galaxy, obviously. Wow. Guardians at Volume 2.
We all saw that.
We all
not
saw
together,
it.
But we all saw it.
I know. We didn't all see it together.
We
didn't.
No.
Gil, like at least Gil said, oh, I'm kind of tired. Like, no one else said anything.
I already said I wasn't going to go if that accounts for
me. I want to go see it, though.
You asked me, and I was like,
I'm too tired.
So, have you saw it at the theaters already?
Not in the theater, just online.
Okay. So, I saw it at the theater. So, we could talk about that.
The Draft House, right?
The Draft House.
How'd you like it?
Yeah.
It was cool. We'll talk about it.
Okay, we'll have a conversation.
We're going to talk... There's a Deadpool TV show, animated, supposed to be coming out.
Yeah.
Pretty dope, okay.
Hello.
Hellboy's going to be reboot, nice. Rated R.
Okay.
Reboot.
Okay.
Edge of Tomorrow is going to get a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
John's not happy.
Uh-uh.
Surprise, surprise.
Repeat and repeat.
Isn't that that game they play on Super Troopers? The repeat?
Is it? I don't
come on, guys! Yeah, on Super Troopers when he repeats everything the other guy says, and he's like,
oh yeah, yeah,
stop paying that already. He's like, stop paying that already.
Yeah,
I'm serious.
Yeah, I remember that.
Some Alien Covenant. There's a lot of news coming out. Alien Covenant, because Aliens Covenant is coming out.
Yeah.
This week, right, next week.
15th, I think.
Next week,
if it
maybe.
Counts for anything, I was thinking of Starship Troopers.
That's exactly what I was fucking thinking.
I was like, I don't remember
like
that.
Starship Troopers.
Did I say Starship Troopers? Or did I say Super Troopers?
I think you could. You said
you
Super
Troopers.
You might have
mixed the two.
You might have.
Well, I don't know. I was thinking of Starship Troopers.
We'll check the tape later.
Exactly. The tape doesn't lie.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, what the hell? I remember the good bugs of Dead Bug.
So also the Marvel film. Marvel films are crossing over, are going to be in the same universe as the Marvel show, so we'll talk about that.
They're in the same universe, but they're actually going to cross over now, and the TV show guy is going to come over to the movies, and the movie guy is going to go over to the TV show.
That's actually pretty cool.
So let's kick it off with Guardians of the Galaxy,
mm-hmm.
Volume 2.
Nice.
So I saw it at Alamo Draft House.
We can't mention how we saw it, but
you
saw it.
I already did, it's sad. Don't arrest me.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna edit that either. I'm gonna leave it there.
Damn it.
I saw the Alamo Draft House, which is like 30 seconds from my house.
It's nice, right? It's so convenient that it's right there.
Dude, it's just like
I hop off that one street and
the hop,
boom.
Skip, and the jump.
It's just like one street. It's like right there. So I had never been there. I was kinda apprehensive about going. Me and Vicky went to the very last showing, like 10:20.
Mm-hmm.
And DeCorian had went and seen a movie over there, and he told me he preferred Century, that it was more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
especially for us bigger guys, seats are kind of small. For John's compact size, it wouldn't be a problem.
Comfortable. I was comfortable.
But have you been there, John?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we went.
Chicks are the best, by the way.
Yeah, my wife got him. She wanted me to bring her one tonight, but they don't. They don't. You can't get them to go. They don't have to go cups. So
yeah, that's the thing.
You have to. So
like a chocolate chip. I remember trying it a long time ago. Chocolate chip one. Big old chunks. They give you a big old straw in there.
When I went there, we went to go see John Wick 2. This, of course, is a side of the podcast. But like, when we went, we got a chocolate. This is the first time we went too. We saw John Wick 2. It's me and Stephanie, and we went. We ordered a meal. We got a meal. Boom, like, ladies hunched over. She's like, is there anything else you want? We're like, we'll take a milkshake. We should. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we get this milkshake, pop the straw in, boom, took a sip of it, and instantly fell in love. Like, they're chocolate. Yeah, like, I don't really like chocolate milkshakes, and that chocolate milkshake was great.
It's like all homemade, handmade.
Ooh, like, yeah, it was like, homemade. Yeah.
Yeah, they make them good.
They make them really good.
What else did y'all eat there?
I had the pizza. This is when Stephanie had her little vegan phase or vegetarian phase, and she had something else, but
like salad maybe, or
yeah, it might have been like salad. It might have been a pizza salad or like
a salad
on top of the pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool. Like they use all fresh local ingredients.
Yeah, I thought that was super cool. Man.
Yeah.
They do.
Yes.
Yeah. Even on the menu, they list where they get their ingredients from,
yeah.
Like what farmer or like. Well,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they're real, like homegrown, so it's cool. And it's like
so,
every different.
So who's Stephanie again, John?
Trap House.
Yeah, she's my girlfriend.
There we go. For our viewers that don't know that.
He's taken, ladies.
He is very taken.
At least for the moment.
JK, JK.
She doesn't listen to the podcast, so I'm sorry.
That's a no JK then. So, me and Vicky went and. One thing I thought was interesting is I bought the tickets online, and we just walked into the theater. Like, nobody checked their ticket.
Really?
Did somebody check y'all's ticket?
Yeah, because you order it up in the front.
I bought my ticket online.
That's crazy.
Oh, somebody's walking in like, oh, no big deal.
Bought the ticket online.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Just walked right in. Me and Vicky are like, okay, so I said our theater's on this side, so we just kept walking. I mean, I was expecting at any minute there was someone that was going to be like.
Yeah, no, I think
and,
when we bought our ticket, we just went boom. We hopped in our spots.
And so we were walking into the theater, and then this girl's like, "Oh, welcome to they're real nice there. Welcome there,
And
she's like, do you need help finding your seats? And she actually had an order that she had just taken from somebody. And I was like, no, we've never been here before. And she's like, what's your seat number? So I told her. But if I wouldn't have told her, I could have just went in there and sat down.
Yeah.
So
damn.
So we went and she showed us the seat and she explained it to us. But I think what they do is when you order food or a drink,
they'll know
if you have a ticket. And if not, they probably just add it on to the receipt at the end of the day.
That's sneaky.
True.
So we got, I was reading reviews online because I was so torn. Like, do I want to go there and try it out? Because if it's uncomfortable, that's going to suck. You're going to watch this movie.
So what was your overall verdict?
Hold on, I'm getting to that.
Oh, okay.
So in reading the comments, I read one about a guy who loves to get the buffalo cauliflower from there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we ordered the buffalo cauliflower, the endless popcorn bowl, and we got a drink. And we did get a milkshake. We got a banana split milkshake.
Damn.
And Vicky loved it. Yeah, Vicky's my wife, by the way. I am married.
He is taken, ladies.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very, very taken.
I am very, very taken. With the baby on the way, so I'm extremely taken.
Yeah.
It's not just the divorce and splitting up all the assets. It's more complicated now. So I'm very, but I'm very, I'm very happily taken. Yes, got
he's
a little Jedi on the way.
That's a better term.
Exactly. So, I mean, the chairs are more comfortable at Century, because they recline all the way back, like if you're laying down.
Yeah.
But the experience was awesome. Vicky really loved it. I like that you have a little table there.
I do.
Where
like
so you don't have to hold all of your stuff on you. You just put it on the table.
How'd you like the lights on the bottom?
They were really cool. We didn't really need them though.
Yeah.
Because we ordered everything before.
Oh, so you showed up. You showed up before and you were good to go.
Yeah.
Just a little bit before we left here. 10 minutes before the movie started.
Nice. You got here at like 9 minutes before the movie started.
Yeah, so it was crazy, and man, that buffalo—it's like cauliflower made like buffalo, like boneless buffalo wings.
Nice.
okay.
So you could probably eat it. You could probably eat it. And with ranch dressing, dude, it was bomb.
Tearing that up.
That's awesome.
It was bomb. The people next to us, I saw they had got a hamburger. I mean, their food looked on point.
Yeah. No, their food is very on point.
But I liked it. It was very... It was just a nice experience. It was different.
It is very different. I went... And the cool thing is, like, no Alamo Draft House is the same.
Yeah, they're all different.
I went to one in, like, San Antonio for a judo competition. And, I mean...
What place did you get?
Second.
Yeah.
There you go.
We went. I mean, that experience was different than the experience that I had that they give here. It's like,
was the seating different?
Yeah, it was actually. You're on bar stools.
Yeah.
That's kind of. Different. That'd be kind of uncomfortable. I think
it wasn't too bad. I mean, the back. My big thing is if I could recline like the way I'm sitting right now, like slouched into the seat, I'm comfortable.
Well, I got you.
So if I could do that, I'm comfortable. So I was able to do that. I got a lamb burger there. Badass. It was good. Yeah. It was, we went to go see Captain America, Civil War. We saw Civil War and it was dope.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So I really liked it. I mean, it was cool.
It is very cool experience.
I read a lot of reviews before I went and I could see, like, what some people were saying, man, if you go by yourself, and someone gets a seat next to you, like, you're real close to them.
Yeah.
It really is made for couples.
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah.
And
you're pretty much doing dinner in a movie, at the same time.
And I like that they have that real strict no talking policy or no phone, or they'll kick you out.
Did you see that text did you hear that phone call?
The phone call on mine was a Star Wars one, which was cool.
Oh, that's what's up. No, there's this chick that was so pissed off that like they kicked her off. They kicked her out of the movie theaters because she was texting, and they said, what she said, she was like, how am I not supposed to know that you're not supposed to text and yada, yada, yada. Yeah. People were bitching about it, and she got kicked out, and she was so pissed off. She was like, I'm never going to go to Alamo Draft House.
Good.
I was like, bitch, you got to be considerate about this shit.
It's definitely not a family-friendly type of place, too, because they're not big on having kids there.
You're right.
Adults or teenagers.
I think it's a better overall experience.
They're more upscale.
Than, like, Century Movie.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Like, what is it called? Tinseltown?
Yeah, Starplex.
Starplex.
The Dollar Hot Dog.
I like how they get your orders.
Oh, Cinemark brand. That's what they're branded under Cinemark.
Right? I like how they take your orders.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're real quiet about that.
Paper on the thing. Yeah.
They'll tap you on your shoulder if you have a certain type of preference.
Me.
Yeah.
Well, I did read that in other Alamo Draft House they have an aisle for them to serve.
Yeah.
Walk in front of you.
In Austin are all like that. It's literally like every row is a giant table, a whole aisle.
Yeah.
Each one. And just the servers literally walk in each aisle, like getting the paper.
So it's on the other ones, it's one long table that everybody kind of.
Yeah.
See, this one, it's one little table for every two.
It's nice. I like it.
So it's like if it's right here, it's like here, and then the table's like right in between you both.
It's roomy.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was awesome. I did enjoy it. And I think I will probably go there again if we want to do, dinner in a movie.
Well, even if it's not new movies, they'll do, like, old-school movies, and they'll have, like, sometimes they'll bring in, like, somebody who originally did part of the movie, like a director or somebody who wrote it, and they'll come and do, like, Q&As, or they'll even do, like, TV shows, like Silicon Valley, whatever, the new season, they did it, they had a season premiere there, like a one-day thing, which was kind of cool if you're into that TV show.
Nice. That's pretty cool.
They'll do like a horror movie thing or like a Monday nights here thing on Corpus. They're doing like an anime thing, if I'm not mistaken. Or a horror thing. I think it's a horror thing, right? And then they're talking about doing an anime thing as well.
That'd be pretty legit.
So like whatever is big locally, they'll try to do or try to like get people to come out.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was awesome. I would definitely recommend for people to go if you haven't been to Alamo Draft House here in Corpus. Or you're apprehensive, or I'll tell you right now, just go.
Or even if you have an Alamo Draft House around you, definitely go. Very good experience.
The food's a little more on the pricier side, to be honest, but overall it's a good experience.
Like it is a little bit expensive.
Two birds with one stone, it's not going to be exactly.
So go hungry.
Okay, so let's get to the movie. So I saw Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Officially.
And I thought it was very good. It was different than Guardians of the Galaxy.
It had a different feel.
It definitely had a different feel. I didn't particularly like the soundtrack as much as I did the first movie.
I agree.
No, I mean,
it was so good.
I think it was a good soundtrack nonetheless.
The first one nailed it better. I think
the soundtrack was better in the credits than it was for the movie. I do, because in the credits it was more upbeat songs, whereas in the other ones, it seemed, someone told me that they felt like it was the same, like melody a song.
You know what?
That slow key kind of.
Look up Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. There's a lot of the same songs in that too as well.
They use the same song more than once. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I did notice that too. Did it kill the movie for me? Absolutely not. It was an awesome movie. It's more story driven, I will say.
A lot more, actually. Yeah.
And funnier than the first one. Overall.
Yeah.
I think Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one had funny moments.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, like, it was very funny from beginning to the end. Like, you were constantly.
You're always laughing.
You're constantly laughing. Yes, you're constantly laughing. And
not only that, like, it would get serious for a moment, then you would get, like, a little tidbit of a little joke, you know?
Yeah.
More character development.
Yeah, for sure.
You really, and I think,
right from the get-go, actually.
Yeah, it was pretty good, So, what'd you think about it, Gil?
Same thing. Like, well, I personally like the first one still more than the second one, but I did like the second one just almost as much. It had a different vibe to it. From the get-go, though, that first scene, it kind of seemed a little forced to me that they were trying to do, like, the whole, like, they did the first scene where they were, you know, in the first movie where he was dancing to the song and all, and they tried to do something similar to that in the second movie.
I didn't...
It was still cool though. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, but it seemed kind of like they kind of forced that.
Yeah. I thought the same thing.
You know what? I like the way Groot did it though.
Oh yeah, it was super adorable.
Yeah, like that intro part was pretty cool. Yeah. I thought that, like, the way he worked, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean they did make it work. It was still cool. It seemed like they tried to force that onto us.
You think so?
For the first one, it felt really organic, like it's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
On this one. You felt like they did it because they did it in the first one.
Yeah. That they have
so they had to do it again. Yeah. It works because, like you said, Groot was real cute and
cutesy.
And it was funny.
Yeah.
But I don't know, that first one, I think it's also hard to top the first one because it's the first time you see it.
They set the bar so damn high, yeah. And then you see it the first time, you didn't really know who the Guardians of the Galaxy were. A lot of people didn't, and they made them. And they were awesome after that.
Side note, that's not even the first Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, as far as
that.
Oh yeah, we'll get to that.
Movie wise, yes.
Spoiler alerts ahead or no?
Yeah, we can spoil it.
Yeah, spoiler alerts ahead. We've given you enough time.
So as far as the it was kind of sad what happened to Yondu.
Dude,
at the end,
my heart broke. Hey, my favorite part though is like what he told him. He was like, hey. Yeah. He might be your father, but I'm your
daddy. But I'm your daddy.
One daddy.
Yeah.
I was like,
but I'm your daddy.
Yeah. Dude, that's probably like my favorite quote, I'm not gonna lie.
And then there's Stallone in there, Starhawk. Man, when I see Stallone there and I saw him in his uniform, I was like, I was still picturing him as Judge Dredd, and I just wanted him to say, I don't know.
Yep.
He's Judge Dredd. I can't see him as something else. It's just kind of weird. Even though now that James Gunn is saying that the director of Guardians, that their story is not ended, he wants him to have his own little story with Starhawk and the original Guardians crew, which that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I think the more people you bring into this that you can let Thanos kill, the better.
Yeah, for sure.
And then originally Adam Warlock was supposed to be in this, but there was too many characters, so they just kept him towards the end. We're at the end credits.
I was gonna say, did you see that end credit there?
Yeah.
That end credit down.
So it's gonna be interesting with him.
Mm-hmm.
The villain, of course, Kurt Russell, awesome actor.
Yeah.
His Ego the Living Planet, which was also Star Lord's father, which I wasn't a big fan of why they decided to do that, because in the comic books it's supposed to be Jason of Sparta, it's supposed to be the father, and Ego's like just a separate villain altogether. I wasn't a fan of them mashing that up together.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. As the movie went along, I was like, are we going to see a villain or what's going on here? Because it seems like it's a family reunion. And then I, like, then you start like, oh, okay, this dude is the villain. Which kind of sucked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
His father.
And they show, like, oh, he can have all this power as Peter Quill can have it. You know, Star-Lord can have it. But, yeah. But, sorry, you crushed the planet, so you can't get it. You know? What did you think, John?
I thought it was really good. I think everything, like, they executed everything very well. Like, the execution on it was...
Acting was awesome.
Yeah, acting was awesome. The effects was awesome. Mm-hmm. The story was awesome. Mm-hmm. Everything meshed well, I think. I think like the character development as well, mm-hmm. that was actually pretty part. Like, if not, I mean, it was better than Guardians of the Galaxy 1 on that part for sure.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah, for sure, that, like, for and that aspect of it, yeah.
Yeah, you saw Star Lord's like development. You saw the strife between Yondu and like the way how he and Peter Quill were like super cool. You
have to learn how to start to feel for Yondu. Like,
yeah,
why
yeah.
He did what he did.
Yeah, like you start understanding. Okay, Yondu took care of like he pretty much raised. Mm-hmm. Peter himself, you know?
Well, he saved him.
Yeah.
When he found out what Ego was doing, didn't want to give.
And then on top of that, too, you find out why Yondu, why he's pretty much nixed out of the old Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Is because, you know, he was helping out Ego. And, I mean, that part was super cool. Like, that's in the very beginning. You don't know why he's saying that, and then you end up finding why.
And Yondu was a good guy, and then he just got, I guess, a little greedy and decided to... sell kids off, but he didn't really know what was happening.
He didn't, until like, and then I guess he made it up by, like, taking care of Peter, you know?
Yeah, he kind of atoned for his...
What'd you think about seeing Yondu finally, like, rip it with that arrow?
Dude, he did work,
That was really badass. All slow-mo and everything, just killing everybody just walking
by. All you heard was...
Yeah.
I was, you know what, but he didn't even have to die. They didn't have to, like, leave. They could have just hovered, and he could have caught up. I mean, they were on a jetpack.
That's true.
But whatever.
But, I mean, the
I'm still bitter.
He may still come possibly back, because, Starhawk can technically travel in time and bring him back.
That'd be
pretty
cool.
Yeah.
He has that ability, so he may come back. Maybe
I mean,
back in Starhawk's own movie.
Yeah, that would be cool. Or maybe after the Infinity War, though, when they bring everybody back to life.
Everybody's going to come back to life after the Infinity War.
Even Ego.
I like that part with Yondu and... it was with Peter Quill, and they were locked up in the prison, and they were trying to get Groot to get that little thing.
The fin?
The prototype fin for him, and he keeps on bringing different random stuff, and then one point he brings, like, a finger or something like that.
Yeah.
It was Rocket Raccoon.
Rocket Raccoon.
He's like, we'll never speak of this.
Yeah. it was like a fingertip, yeah.
Yeah. A toe. It was a toe.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, we'll never
speak of this. It's a big toe. Yeah. You know, one thing that is, there was no Thanos in this movie.
No,
whatsoever. I mean,
they
talked about him, but
not
in any of the sense that you would expect.
Just the very end, Nebula saying that I'm gonna go take care of Thanos. She wants to go kill him. That's about it.
Yeah, I think she's gonna die. I mean, we know she's gonna. Nebula's gonna die.
So did you cry at the end?
I actually I didn't cry. All right, I don't cry. Period.
But you're a liar. You've told me you've cried before.
I don't ever cry, and that's a fact, Jack. No,
that's a current right now.
But no, it was really good. Like, I didn't cry, but I felt it. You know, like,
pulling the heartstrings.
Yeah.
You felt for him.
Oh yeah, for sure.
A little sad. For Yondu dying and up in space. Yeah.
My favorite part, though, like, no joke, was he's talking about, like, all the possibilities that he can do with that energy. And he's like, I could turn into Pac-Man? And I mean, that's one thing that came back in the end, because, like, he turns to... You just see the Pac-Man going, wah, 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 towards Ego's, like, form of himself. Oh, man.
There was a part on that movie that I just couldn't stop laughing, but I don't remember...
Is it the Mary Poppins one?
No.
Oh, that was awesome.
Dude, that's
a good part, yeah.
Is
Mary Poppins cool?
Yeah. Look at me. Look at everybody. I'm Mary Poppins.
Yeah, it wasn't the Mary Poppins one. It was, something happened and I just started laughing. I don't remember.
The one where Drax was, or in that scene where Mantis is touching Peter and she says that he's in love with
him. It was something else.
I
don't remember. I think
that one was pretty funny, but I did think that, like, when Mantis is talking to him, Drax thinks she's hitting on him. He's like, you're ugly. Like, I don't want to... You know, he's just like, you know, you're gross, you know? And she's like, well, yada, 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 you know? You think that's important? He was like, well, for ugly people, that's a good thing. Because if they're sticking around, that means that they really love you for you. I was like...
Yeah, he was pretty gotcha on that.
Yeah.
So
these people are very literal.
Yeah.
Do you?
Nothing goes over his head.
So I think it was a really good, like second movie.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
A lot of like sophomores or a lot of like sequels tend to like flop really badly.
But oh yeah, no, that complimented it. It was par, if not par, just a little.
Yeah. And there's a lot of little cameos, like you saw Howard the Duck was in there.
Yeah.
We learned that.
What do you say once you go duck?
Ooh, I don't remember.
He does say something like that.
He says, yeah, once you go that. Duck, you're not going to be able to. No, I'm thinking
about it. I can only imagine.
You're going to need a wheelchair? Once you go duck, you're going to need a wheelchair?
He said something like you're going to go blind or something once.
We also learned Stan Lee is one of the Watchers.
Or he works for them.
Either works for them or is one of them.
Yeah.
Basically,
yeah.
He's talking to them the whole time, or like at his little scene with them.
Yeah.
With all the cameos, he's been in every single movie, so they kind of tie that in somehow.
So I think they left Thanos out because Thor Ragnarok's gonna be a lot of Thanos.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's gonna be a more serious story. There's gonna be more stuff in depth. There's gonna be some comedy in this new Thor movie though, which so the tonally it'll be built would be different.
Yeah. I just hope that they're not gonna try to do like the same, like how they took the trailer and kind of made it like Guardians of the Galaxy. Hopefully they don't do that to Thor Ragnarok.
Well, they said they did add more comedy just to please the fans a little bit more because the first two movies were a little more on the serious side.
Yeah, they kind of were.
They were totally different than all the rest.
But that's what made the Thor movies kick ass was because of the series. Yeah.
Thor is a pretty serious. I mean. Yeah. He's a serious guy.
I work with him!
Yeah.
We're friends from work!
I mean, you can put little things in there like that, but you just have to...
Like little beats of... Mm-hmm. And then go back to the story, yeah.
Just a little taste.
Supposedly a little tiny cameo in the credits, too. Like, in the background, Jeff Goldblum's character, he was supposedly... I didn't catch it myself.
I saw it.
But yeah, he was supposed to be in there.
He was one of the... When they were showing all of the characters, he was one of the ones that was dancing.
Okay.
Just real quick. Well, he's supposed to be the collector's brother.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he'll be in the Thor movie. So.
Yes. So, good. It was a good movie. Yes, very, very happy.
Indeed.
And those five end credit scenes. All awesome.
We give it a thumbs up. The caveman thumbs up.
Two thumbs up.
Caveman. Three thumbs up.
Three thumbs up.
I know Steven saw it, and I'm sure Hot Sauce saw it, but since they're not here.
They can't say anything.
They have no word on that.
And it looks like we're going to have a huge like comic book show tonight, but speaking of Judge Dredd, there's a Judge Dredd TV show that's supposed to come out. It's called Mega City 1. If you know anything about Judge Dredd, you know that it all takes place in Mega City 1.
I have no idea what Judge Dredd is.
You never saw the movie?
No. Mm. I was gonna watch the really?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was an okay movie, wasn't it?
Like, I'm pretty big into lore, so like I would like to learn the lore of like Judge Dredd.
Right,
you know?
Yeah, it would be cool.
Who knows?
Post-apocalyptic world.
Yeah, does anybody know the backstory to Judge Dredd? I read the book, so.
No. So what? Oh, it's a book.
The comic is.
Is it a book or a comic?
It's a comic, but I did read the book.
So there's a book too. As well.
So Judge Dredd is about. It's like in the future.
Okay.
Though, it's like he said, like a kind of a post-apocalyptic future.
Mad-ish, but
kind of like that, but everybody lives in mega cities, like the whole world population.
Oh shit!
Like it's not all spread out. Like
it's
like
just in a mega city, right?
You have like 400. You have 400 million people living in a mega city.
Oh shit!
Like, really, yeah. Outside, it's like all desert. Basically.
Oh shit! Okay.
Yeah, outside it's all desert. So there's a lot of crime. Mm-hmm. And so you have these judges. Where they are like the judge, jury,
and
executioner.
Damn.
And they're the cops, so they'll go and they'll pass judgment on you and and Judge Dredd is like the most
strictest
by the book, fiercest guy.
Oh.
And he's known for his incorruptibility.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like a machine.
He's got a harsh attitude towards lawbreakers and you can't see his face.
Really?
Well, all the judges, you can't see their faces. They wear.
Yeah,
it's for protection.
It's like a half.
Yeah,
it's like a half helmet. And
cool.
What's really cool is they got a gun. It's called the Lawgiver.
Huge gun.
Go figure. It's a big. It's a handgun. and it's coded to your hand.
Oh, yeah, nice. Okay.
So only you can shoot it. If someone tries to shoot it, that's not a judge. It'll blow up, it's self-destruct.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, blow off their hand. And it's got different types of ammunition in it. So you can say grenade round, and it's all grenade round. And you shoot, and it's
a
grenade.
Yeah, that's dope.
Or rapid fire, and it goes rapid fire. And it's it does a lot of cool. Kind of
badass.
It's got a lot of cool little things. They have, like, this motorcycle. They wear, like, armor. And so all the judges and the old judges rule the government. Like, that's they're part of the government.
Nice, okay.
And so that's really all it is. He just goes around and you know fights against the criminals and stuff. But like the movie was about, and the book was about it too, was that he was actually created.
Yeah, genetically.
Like genetically, they took all of the best characteristics of the judges. And kind of cloned him out of their DNA.
Nice.
But two of them came out, which was him, and he had a brother, but his brother was kind of like
the opposite.
So while his brother was a judge and everything, but then he did some bad things, and they had to lock him up, like, to hide the secret.
Yeah.
About everything about him is
Is this
fabricated.
The Stallone movie, or is this
originally Judge Dredd? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so Stallone, Judge Dredd, the good guy, was, like, genetically created that way. He was, like, the ultimate good guy.
Nice.
While his twin brother had literally the opposite genes, where he was the ultimate bad guy.
It's like a twist on Metal Gear Solid, pretty much. Like, Solid
Snake,
and
Liquid. Kind of like that.
Yeah, it's like that. But, so, it's basically just going to follow the adventures of him. Carl Urban played Judge Dredd in a movie. It's just called Dredd.
Yeah,
and that one was the Sylvester Stallone one was more, you know, it wasn't so true to the way it's supposed to be, but
yeah,
you know, there
was one before that.
No, that is the first one.
Oh, okay, sorry.
The one after it is Dredd with Carl Urban, and that one is more the way it is, and it's low budget, so it takes place in just one of the
mega cities.
Yeah, no, because in mega city, since everyone lives there, they have these skyscrapers that go up for like a thousand stories. And each little one is like its own little neighborhood.
Damn.
With its own little gangs and everything.
Yeah.
And so this one, the Carl Urban one, takes place in just one of those skyscraper things. Yeah. And he's pretty much fighting his way, I think, up or down to get out. He's with he's with another judge. And
I remember that when I saw that one. Yeah.
It was actually
locked down, right? The whole building was locked down. They were just in there going all the way up. Yeah, I remember now.
It was actually a really good movie. You get a chance.
It wasn't that bad. That was supposed to be. That one was closer to the original comic books, I believe you said, story wise.
I believe so. Yes. It felt
more drier though.
It did, but he is dry.
Yeah.
True. You know that's the thing.
He's
not
Stallone though.
No, he's not. But it is interesting to think that you can have a character like that in a future where there's criminals, but you are the
judge,
jury, executioner.
Are they going to make this R-rated, I wonder? Is it going to be a TV series or MA?
MA, TV, MA.
It didn't really say how it was going to be, but
TV
if you want it to come out...
The movie was more like where the Stallone one could be. It was a little more on the mature side.
It would have to be. I can't see anything anything from a comic book. I mean, other than Marvel and DC... It has to be a MA.
I would hope. I mean, to do the story right, I would hope they would make it more
adultish.
Yeah, more adult oriented. It was definitely not a kiddie comic book.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, it's good. I think it would. I think it'll be good. If it's written correctly, it could be, and it works as a TV show.
Yeah.
Did they say like what TV station or whatever picking it up or?
It didn't. It didn't really say. It was just saying that. That a lot of people had written in or kept like pressure up, although I didn't see a whole lot on social media about them. About that happening, but it definitely is something that would work for sure, like in a TV show, because you can do more.
Yeah,
you know, there's a lot more stories.
Make it like Cops.
like the cartoon
Judges. That's what it's gonna be called. Judges.
Bad boys.
What you gonna do?
that would be funny.
It would.
Yeah, so it's really early in the development for this, so there's no network affiliation.
So we still got some time.
Yeah, there's no casting.
So still real early.
But you know, things can move
real quick.
Real quick, and I
go 0 to 100.
Real quick.
0 to 100.
The one that got put on the fast track recently.
He-Man.
Yeah. Okay.
One of the producers is.
I have the power. I also got my phone.
One of the producers is.
Don't cry.
The same producer who developed the Battlestar Galactica, Helix, and Defiance for sci-fi, and then the owners and some of the ones who worked on the 2012 film. So I think they have a really good a really good core guys in charge of it that can really...
They know what they're doing. They have the vision.
Yeah, so I think it'll work. I think it'll work out. What do you think it'll work, Gil?
If you got the right core and it's written well,
let's see how. Let's see who's gonna be Judge Dredd. That's what I'm gonna say.
Wants alone to be alone to be Dredd.
He doesn't look bad actually, still for his age.
No,
called the weights.
It's called plastic surgery.
And that
too.
He can afford it though.
So from one TV show to another, but animated this time.
Mr. Bull.
What are we hearing about that, Gil?
Apparently, it's going to be an animated, R-rated animated show that FXX is going to be taking on.
Nice.
They haven't given, exact details yet, so just that FXX is going to be paying for the whole first season of that show.
Nice.
We'll see what it's going to be like. Maybe, since it's FXX.
It's going to be like Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Maybe.
But for Deadpool?
Archer? It's going to be... I hope it's going to be awesome.
Like a cross between Always Sunny and Archer? That actually would be really cool.
That would be interesting. it's going to come down to the voice actor. As long as the voice actor can nail Deadpool, or if they can get Ryan Reynolds, that'd be amazing, but I doubt that.
That's what I was going to say.
If they can get Ryan Reynolds, that'd be the best shit. But he'd be too busy, I'm sure.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, he's always up to making money.
I mean, it's his baby now, Deadpool.
Why would he want to give it up? You know?
But it's a lot of, voice acting work's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So if he's busy doing the Deadpool and the X-Force and all that, I don't think he's going to have time to do the animated series.
True. You know what they do, though? They say that they give you, a recording booth, right? That's, the size of...
Like, super small.
Like, a little room. Mm-hmm. Like, a little baby, little recording area, and that's how you, that's how it works.
Well, he's done voice acting, though, hasn't he?
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if he has.
I mean, if you consider Deadpool voice acting, I mean, he had to do some voice acting anyways.
Yeah, because he's in the suit. Yeah, some
they don't do, if they screwed up in the original shoot, they'll do ADRs, where they just put the dialogue over the...
Yeah. And then, he was animated a good chunk of the time. It wasn't,
Yeah, so he has to voice. He has to do voiceovers for that. I don't know. I mean, if he has time to do it, that'd be awesome. I just don't realistically see that happening. As long as the voice actor's good, it comes down to that. The writing, the comedy's good for it, and the acting is good. You got a great show on your hands.
Yeah, for sure.
Hell, they can even throw Wolverine in there for a little cameo. And it'll be R-rated, so.
Wolverine?
Get Hugh Jackman the voice act in there, possibly.
Wolverine? Hey there, bub. Or do you want to see the old school, animated X-Men movies? X-Men cartoons?
Get the actual voice actor
from the real Wolverine. Gritty, yeah.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, bub?
That'd be kind of cool.
So you like that guy that played Wolverine in the cartoon?
The 90s series, yeah.
He had a cool voice, yeah. I don't see why that wouldn't work out, you know?
Yeah. Faux shim.
Faux shizzle dizzle.
Faux shizzle. How you doing? Facebook me? 2, 1. What's up, Facebook peoples? How y'all doing? We're just here talking about Deadpool.
I looked over my thumb, and it just let me know that we're...
I just got a notification, yeah. Me too. Watch.
What's the other Deadpool news we have, Gil?
That they are getting 3 of the X-Force characters for the Deadpool 2 movie. They'll be in the post-credit scenes.
Nice.
Setting up X-Force.
Nice.
So that's going to be cool.
So it's going to be...
They're going to kind of do it like the Guardians of the Galaxy style, give you hints of what's going to be next.
Mm-hmm.
From what I understand, it's going to be Feral, Shatterstar, and Sunspot.
Nice. Who's Sunspot?
he can absorb light, and it's like the sun kind of
shoots
little...
Shoots it out?
Yeah. He's actually, I think Sunspot was in X-Men Days of Future Past.
I don't remember.
The guy that shoots the flames and he was flying around.
Okay. I believe that's a cool character.
What about Feral?
Feral's like Wolf's, she's like Wolf's Bane, which is like,
they're werewolves or something?
Like a wolf, yeah.
That's badass.
Okay.
Yeah.
In relation to Sabretooth?
I don't think so. Mm. Shatterstar is, from what I read, I don't remember ever reading this about who his parents were, but supposedly his parents are Dazzler and Longshot. Longshot's from Mojo World, which is one of my favorite characters, so that's kind of weird that I didn't know that, but basically he carries swords. He's got a tattoo of a star over his eye. He wears, like, armor. And he's got, like, increased strength, agility, stuff like
better
that.
Better swordsman than Deadpool?
I don't know.
Yeah, dude.
On his swords, his knuckles are covered with, they have spikes.
Oh, that's cool.
And they're double-bladed swords.
Oh.
So it's two blades, like, right next to each other. I believe they're double-bladed, yeah. Yeah, he's so the original X-Force cast, team was Cable, Domino. The only one missing is Cannonball.
Okay.
Now that, Domino and Cable are going to be in Deadpool 2.
Confirmed all these characters but that one.
Okay. Yeah, so now that you have Shatterstar, Feral, and Sunspot, the only one missing is Cannonball.
I'm sure they'll have him in there.
It's going to come together right now.
Over me. Don't know where that came from, but so, are we excited to see?
Yeah, more characters. Them? I mean, they're setting it up, so we're gonna see Deadpool long term, which is amazing.
Yeah.
We want more Deadpool.
I'm pretty stoked.
You want more pool?
Yeah, for sure. The not only that, I'm gonna learn about these X-Force guys. I didn't know about those guys.
I didn't either until I started talking about them. So, I'm very curious to see how this is gonna be.
So Cable's supposed to be in the whole movie, correct? They're supposed to be.
He's the villain, so.
Oh, he's gonna be the villain?
Supposedly. He's the villain in the movie.
Dang.
Cable's the villain in the Deadpool movie?
Yeah. He said that at the end credits of the first Deadpool movie. That said, the villain's going to be Cable in the next movie, guys.
I thought he said Cable's going to just be in the next movie.
Yeah, I think that's all he said was that.
Just the villain.
I don't think he's going to be the villain.
So.
Oh, maybe I just misheard. I'm sorry. I honestly thought the whole time he's going to be the villain.
No.
Okay. And then turn good guy. I always figured he was going to be the good villain first and then be the good guy.
He's the son of... Wait, Cable's the son of who?
Cyclops and Jean Grey?
Satellite.
Or they say that it's like Jean Grey's clone.
What? His name's Nathan Summers.
Mm-hmm.
And he's Cyclops and Jean Grey's son.
And then he has a sister that he protects, pretty much, right?
I don't remember
it's a little
a
baby. He protects a little baby. That
well, no, see, like if that. if you're thinking about that, that's the Executioner Song storyline. It was actually a clone of him.
Oh, okay. That's probably
and right. The guy that was after it was Strife, and Strife was actually a clone of Cable.
Well, so Cable's not going to be the villain. Have they announced who the villain is then?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Have they started shooting the movie yet?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's officially been started yet? No?
It should be.
I mean, it's supposed to come on 2018, so yeah. I think the shoot should be starting or real soon, if not already.
Yeah. I mean, Cable could be the villain.
I thought he was going to be, honestly.
He could be, but not the villain. It's just Deadpool fights with everybody.
Yeah. Wonder what the story arc is going to be. That's my curiosity right there.
That I guess we're just going to have to wait and find out. That's
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Just kind of thumbs up our butts until we find that out.
That's the big mystery about it. But I mean, the first Deadpool did really well.
Yeah.
So of course they gave him a bigger budget.
Mm-hmm.
But they still wanted to keep it low budget feeling.
Yes.
Want to be like overproduced or like have a million CG effects. And
but they did lose the director, the original director that they wanted.
Yeah,
that's true.
They had like a conflict of interest on that.
So
the TV show, will you be watching it?
Of course.
Now, do you think it's going to tie into the movie? I mean, there's going to be a little bit of homage.
Probably at first, and then they'll kind of go on to their own thing.
Yeah, different tangent.
Do more stuff. Yeah.
For sure.
If you're going to do Deadpool like that, I think you have to...
Well, it depends if they go serious or they go comedy.
I think what they should do... I mean, they could do both. With Deadpool, that's the cool thing about him. He's like... Mm-hmm. He's always like a comedic guy. The story arc that I really like is that he's... He finds... He finds his zombie head in the zombie universe.
Really? What?
That's
awesome.
Yeah, and like he's just bringing this thing around. So then you have two smart asses just like talking back to each other.
Oh, I hope they do that in the animated then. That'd be freaking awesome. Yeah.
It's pretty cool because like he has like a little steel arm brace right now. So like the zombie can't bite through him. And he has him, like, whenever, like, they're in a rush or something like that, and he's holding him like a football, he has him jammed in with his mouth in, like, yeah.
Oh, I love Deadpool. That's so cool.
Yeah, it was
That's
sick...
so Deadpool.
Yeah, it's a sick story arc. I'd like to see the, I think I would like to see him branch off to, like, a Fear itself, almost. That'd be pretty dope, because I don't... I still have yet to read that one, but I've been wanting to for the longest time. And Fear itself is a big story arc. Like,
Fear itself?
Yeah, it's called Fear itself. Hmm. That's probably going to be like a that has to be covered by the Marvel Cinematic because it spans to everybody.
So probably after this whole thing is up, that probably might be the next thing.
Yeah, the cool thing about it is that like. You know how Thor has Mjolnir? Anyways, a bunch of hammers start to fall from the sky. Yeah. And I got something in the back of my throat. I don't know what.
Oh,
yeah, it's killing me.
You're crying. You said you don't cry.
I'm not crying.
There's no crying in the middle.
There's
of
no
the game.
Tears here. No, yeah, I'm better now. So the way it works is hammers are falling down, right? You pick it up, and like it's your worst nightmare, like come to fruition.
Ah.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. Like, Thor picks up pretty one, great. And like he has like it messes him up to where like Mjolnir. I can't even say
that.
Mjolnir.
Meow meow can't pick it up. Or you can't pick up meow meow anymore. I think it bridges over to everybody. I think the Juggernaut gets one.
Mm-hmm.
And like he turns out to be like this super like indestructible. Of course, I mean he's already the Juggernaut, but like
mm-hmm.
he turns into like this real weird monster and it's pretty dope. Yeah.
Like
Fear itself, check it out.
Steroids.
Yeah, pretty much. Or like he gets like, he turns into the creature that like possessed him, pretty much.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, Charles, my eyes.
I read some article recently about Deadpool that somebody asked the original creator if he got his dick chopped off, could he regrow it? And he actually answered it.
That'd be a yes, right?
That's a yes.
Yeah,
he can regrow
it. He has the regenerative powers.
Yeah.
He got his hands cut off for crying out loud.
Anything gets cut off, he can regrow.
Better question, if he gets his head chopped off, does he grow from his head down, or does he grow another head?
I think it would say another head. But then again, that'd be two Deadpools.
Yeah.
If I don't know, that's a good one. What would happen? Or would just let him right down the middle?
Yeah, see, would that be two Deadpools right there, or would that be...
the more you know.
That would be. We'll save that one for another time. Hellboy 2 is supposed to get reboot.
He's getting a dust reboot.
Nice. That's pretty cool.
How do you feel about that? Because the Hellboy 1 and Hellboy 2 were good.
I think Hellboy 1 and Hellboy 2 were
and Ron Perlman as Hellboy. I'm kind of sad for him because I want him to continue that story.
But Ron Perlman in itself, he's old, you know?
Yeah, but he still could do it. He's not that out of shape.
I haven't seen him recently.
I mean, he's old, but like he can still put the makeup on. They can do the suit and all that. I mean, he's not physically doing the physical stuff anyway.
I think the guy that they have him doing, he looks pretty close to him. There's a close similarity, you know what I'm saying?
And they're going to put a ton of makeup on the guy anyway.
So. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean...
And who's the guy?
The guy from Stranger Things. The sheriff.
Yeah.
Oh, the sheriff, okay.
Yeah.
Who was originally also up for Cable and Deadpool 2.
Yeah. I think he's actually going to be a really good...
I would hope so.
Yeah, for sure.
And then the director's the one who did...
So now the question is, do you think they're going to just pick up from where they left off, or do you...
It's a reboot, or just brand
new. They're going to just start all over again?
They said they were going to do the storyline from the Bloody Queen or something, I forgot, for the Bloody Queen storyline.
I have I have never read like that. A Hellboy book or comic book.
So they're going to do a different storyline than what we saw in the movies, basically.
Well, the Hellboy movies, especially part two, really did a good job of bringing like that world to life.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The Hellboy 2 was actually really, really good.
They had the trolls, they had the all the different
you were in that world,
characters. Yeah. The elemental was freaking cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where the bad guy, was he like an elf or something?
He was a dark elf. Yeah.
Was he a dark elf or was he just an elf?
He might have just been an elf.
He was like an elf.
Yeah. The golden army looked pretty dope. Yeah. Too. You can't tell me he didn't.
He fought pretty badass too at that. Yeah. That staff that the tip would break off, that was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Just the two.
He could actually get away with saying that.
Yeah, he could.
Do you,
it's
so
sad to see that the original crew doing it because they did such an amazing job. And
yeah, they did.
They're kind of getting like fucked over. Pardon my language.
I think they said Guillermo del Toro and Ron Perlman were like, okay, like
they were cool with it.
They're cool with it, but they would still like to have done it.
Guillermo del Toro has a lot of stuff on his plate already.
Like,
he's got like five big projects he's doing at the same time.
And then he's doing one of them's that Death Stranding game that nobody knows what's going on except him and Hideo Kojima.
Mum
is
a word on that one.
Yeah.
They're super quiet on it.
Mum.
They have it on like.
Mum.
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 Mum. Do you remember that from Galaxy Quest? He's all, mum's the word. They're all, mum.
Yeah.
Mum. Mum. I think it's interesting because I think Guillermo del Toro and Ron Perlman look at it like, we're cool with it because if you mess it up, like, it's going to be very obvious because there's already... There's already the best part of it's already out. So if you can't match or exceed that, then it's a failure.
Yeah, that's true.
And he was true to the comics, apparently. Guillermo del Toro was for the Hellboy stuff. Like, he was real true to it. He didn't, like, go all off-tangent.
Yeah, hopefully they don't do that. I mean, like, usually the two big comic books are, if I'm not mistaken, DC and Marvel, right?
But this one's...
This is Dark Horse.
Dark Horse, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, if they do this right, they could potentially bring Dark Horse as,
more stuff,
like...
Yeah.
Yeah, they could bring all of Dark Horse's stuff.
Well, with that and with Spawn. Spawn's a Dark Horse comic, right?
Image.
Oh, it's Image.
Yeah. What else is Dark Horse then?
That's the only thing. I don't know a whole lot. The Dark Towers, I think, did a... Like, they made comic books off of that, too. And that might have spanned into Dark Horse.
I don't know. We don't have our resident... We don't have our resident...
residential
Dark
Googler.
Dark Tower.
Oh, yeah. Dark Tower affiliate.
I'm actually pretty stoked about the movie.
That trailer did look cool.
So do you think they should take the movie and kind of copy what they did with the other ones? Like the way their little base is, like the whole mood of it, like the setting and everything?
I think with Hellboy, you don't have to do that. You just got to keep it somewhere... along the line of the storyline. Like, this is a comic book where... Or this is the character that, like, they can kind of do whatever they want. Almost whatever they want.
Yeah.
As long as they follow what the comic book kind of has.
They're probably going to be different just to be different, but...
Like, the story.
Play it safe still. They're,
exactly.
Because it's just so... That world already is so unique in the way they had set it up. So I don't think they want to, like, differ too much from it.
Yeah.
Dark Horse... has done comics, and I already knew this, for Star Wars.
Dang.
Avatar The Last Airbender, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Aliens, Predator, Mass Effect.
Really?
Dragon Age, Conan, Sin City.
Oh, okay. That's a big one right there.
300.
Yeah.
Hellboy.
Who did Watchmen?
Usagi.
That's DC.
Usagi Yojimbo.
Yojimbo, nice.
The Escapist, and they also did the published the English translation of Legend of Zelda Hyrule Historia.
That's what's up.
Man, okay.
They actually have a really good bracket. Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
I didn't know she was a comic book.
I said Buffy. I did, right? Buffy the Vampire.
That's kind of crazy. Okay.
They also have, they do the manga. Dark Horse manga is for It's Akira, Astro Boy, Berserk. Nice.
You're like the publisher for it.
Ghost in the Shell. Damn. Blade of the Immortal, Lone Wolf and Cub, Trigun.
Trigun, nice.
Helsing.
Von Helsing.
Gantz.
Gantz.
Gantz is a really good one, actually. Blood we need Plus. To talk about that.
Blood Plus.
Blood Plus.
Butt
plugs.
Butt plug plus.
Yeah, so I mean, it's got a pretty. It's got a really wide roster.
Yeah, Akira's a dope anime too.
Oh, barbed wire tank. Classic. Oh, so they movies that are out were from Dark Horse Comics. So like The Mask.
Really.
Time Cop, Tank Girl, Barbed Wire, Mystery Men.
Oh, okay. Damn. Those are all pretty good, movie adaptations.
Of course, all the Hellboys, Sin City, Son of Mass, 300, R.I.P.D., Legend of Tarzan.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Damn. Beasts of Burden, whatever that is, Emily the Strange. So yeah, I mean that's a lot. That's a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so they've been around for a really long time. Good movies with good track records. Well, not amazing movies, but they're good movies.
Yeah, they were.
Got a lot of good properties too.
Yeah they do.
We'll
see.
They know what a good Hellboy movie needs to look like. So
and the director is one of the directors from Game of Thrones / what was the other thing he did?
I'm not sure.
The Game of Thrones is something else.
It's always good to get ones that are kind of skilled in that.
Yeah.
In that kind of story, the ones that are like wide arcing, different environments and stuff like that. Speaking of wide arcing different environments, what about that alien news that's come out? Gil?
Which is?
There's been a lot of alien news.
The reviews for Covenant apparently are like it's just more of the same, so it's not looking good. That's from what the critics or the reviewers are saying. Still gonna watch it. Screw them. But, yeah, they're saying that it's pretty much more of the same, more questions left out there in the open. But, I mean, they said they were going to make 6 movies for this. So.
They said it was more horror.
More horror.
Which I don't see how any of those things are bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then again, they can always make a trailer look really good, and then when you watch the movie, you're like, we'll see. It's coming out really soon either way, so. I mean, if it's just as good as Prometheus, I'm not going to complain.
True.
I like Prometheus a lot, so.
I like the mystery part of the mysterious part of Prometheus.
Me too. For sure.
Made you think. So like, maybe you might answer some questions, but you're gonna have like way more questions that are gonna be left unanswered purposely, because it's a whole world that they're going into.
Well, they've been leaving these prologues.
Yeah.
One of them shows Shaw and David in the engineer ship.
Yeah.
You know what is kind of crazy though, that it takes them 10 years to get
to that planet,
from the planet they were on in Prometheus to the engineer's homeworld. 10 years.
Pretty far away, and that's on their.
And that's on ship. That's on an engineer ship.
So you're assuming it travels at the speed of light or whatever, or maybe warps or whatever.
Or like even faster than that,
And
he said, during those 10 years, he did everything that he could possibly do to learn about them.
Yeah.
And while Shaw was in hibernation. One of those little chamber things, or
yeah.
So in that prologue, it shows them get to the engineer's homeworld. Mm-hmm. It doesn't show him wake Shaw up though. Did you notice that?
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say it didn't ever show like Shaw ever waking up.
So he had motives before, like you could tell he had his own motives.
And it shows like this little crane thing grabbing the engineer ship, below them it looks like a bunch of people
it's like a city.
It's like you see like people coming like under it.
They're like, what's going on?
They're all like albino and men. It's nothing but men. Did you notice that too?
I didn't notice that because they don't show a real close up. It's like from far away. You see
because you see a close up of this like these ape looking dudes. I'm not gonna lie, they're like albino and like they're looking all. Yeah.
What if their men look like their women though?
What or what happens? You ready for this? What happens if they turned into the aliens and like they're the same type of like they only have a queen?
That'd be cool. Well, we're supposed to find out how the Xenomorphs, who actually made the Xenomorphs in Covenant.
Well, it looks like in that prologue that he opens up like the cargo hold and
yeah, like he just opens it up
and those things look like
some bombs on that.
It looks
shit.
Like they're starting to drop those.
Yeah, he just created a war from the get go.
Yeah,
not gonna even say like find out what you know, talk to the people or anything like that first. He's like, nope, I'm just gonna bomb you fuckers.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
But maybe he did that too before waking up Shaw because, like as John was saying, he was learning about the engineers as much as possible. So like he knew maybe before. You know, right when they land, it's like, okay, I know, I gotta do this.
But like, my thing is, you know? like he didn't have that, what's his name, the old man, like, telling him what to do anymore. He ends up, like, this is the thing, like, he was like, he's talking about, what's her name again?
Shaw.
He's talking about how Shaw's so much nicer than her and, like, putting them together and, like...
Yeah.
Like, how she was taking care of him.
After everything they've been through.
Yeah, like, he was just... Yeah, like, he was just, like, she's so kind, like, I don't... You know, he's just talking about how nice she is. And then, like, he doesn't wake her up. Yeah, like, that's the thing. Like, that's what's throwing me off. Like, why are you gonna...
He's saying so she's so nice, and then she's still in hibernation, he doesn't wake her up. Maybe he's setting her up to be the queen.
Maybe. Because, I mean, she already produced one xenomorph, right?
Yeah. And they cut it out of her. Maybe he's like, you know what? I got you in here, and I can do whatever I want to you, and I'm going to make you the queen, bitch.
I don't know. Or maybe that's what he thinks is, like, him doing, like, the nicest thing he could possibly do.
Yeah.
But then that leaves, like, where did the ship go after that, you know?
Mm-hmm. On the Alien movie, the original Alien movie, or Aliens and Aliens... That planet, the LVN, whatever, the home planet.
LV-426.
Yeah. Could that possibly be the renaming of the engineer's planet?
Well, because...
Maybe it might just be the same planet?
Yeah, but the planet that the engineers is on, it's the same planet that the Covenant's going to.
I'm just saying, but it's called that planet now, but then, like, maybe later on...
But the LV-426 is, like, it's barren.
Maybe.
Like, it's not forested or anything. It's just barren, like a... It doesn't even have oxygen.
Okay.
I don't think
like
so.
Acid ring and all that.
Like, right? I don't think so.
Oh,
okay. Chocolate ring.
Because the bioweapon affects living people, organisms, yeah. not so much the
environment.
Yeah. Okay. Well, because think about it, because in Covenant, when they get there, they're like, it's too quiet. There's not, like, nothing's making...
There's no sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, everything else looks, like, perfectly normal, except... There's no sound.
What I don't like about it is that the spores are airborne. I think that's kind of like the cheap way. In Prometheus, it was more better that he like actually stuck it in that dude's drink. That was pretty fucked up for him to do that.
Here you go.
Hey, man, here's a drink for you.
I made you a drink. Here you go.
I'd be like, fuck you, motherfucker. Yeah, I mean, when I saw that, I was like, oh, man. And then homeboy goes and... You know, sleeps with the girl and gets her pregnant with the alien baby, which
she
is...
She got a bun in the oven.
Dirties.
Not the right kind of bun you want, though.
Yeah.
Definitely not. Oh, and then she... You know, that Prometheus is pretty good. It's... Mm-hmm. It is scary. This one looks like it's going to be scarier. And this one looks like the aliens look more...
Yeah, they definitely...
The xenomorphs look more like... Yeah. Yeah. So,
This is a good thing. That was a good movie.
What'd you think about the back burster?
I mean, I feel that they have to cool. that
they have to change it
that up. They're doing it to like to change it up definitely.
It's going to be like a leg burster or something.
But what's cool about it? What I thought was cool about it is like it was pretty much taking over his body. He was just like
controlling it.
Like he started getting deformed after like his spine started changing. You know,
kind of cool.
So yeah. You do know that Aliens Covenant already premiered, right?
Did it?
I didn't know it premiered.
May 4th in London.
I
guess it makes sense since the reviews are already out.
Yeah. And it comes out here on the 19th.
19th? Oh, that was like the 7th or 15th.
That means it's probably out. Some avenues, you know.
I'm going to have to check that tonight.
We don't condone doing illegal things.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So, I need to stop. I looked up Alien Covenant on Wikipedia.
Uh-huh.
And they have the whole... plot. So I stopped.
Like, no.
I didn't even start reading it. I saw where it was plotting. It's all, you know, I start reading like this first like paragraph, then like I keep going and I'm just like, what the hell? There's a lot here. Bastards already.
I I gotta ruin it, man. Why you gotta?
But
ruin
I'm, you know what? I am. I'm kind of one of those. Like I just would rather read it's about it than see it.
Well, yeah, like it. The spoiler is not gonna ruin it. Actually, I'm gonna read it right now.
So, me and Vicky started watching that 13 Reasons Why, where we actually finished watching it on Netflix.
Oh, wow. That's
great. We watched it, like, in one day. It's really good.
Damn.
Really? Yeah, and,
About suicide, right? Or the girl kills herself, they find out why or whatever.
Yeah, it's about a girl that, it's about a girl that commits suicide because she's being kind of bullied in school. It's not bullying in the sense that she's getting like pushed around. Well, it's like when you watch it, you're like, man, like I could actually see these things happening. Like these things it's like realistic. Do happen. Yeah. And so she kills herself and she leaves these 13 cassette tapes. Or she leaves these cassette tapes. There's not 13 of them, but there's a side A and a side B. Mm-hmm. And she records, and it's there. Each tape is, each side or whatever is to a person that was a reason why she.
Like a bully, whatever.
Yeah. And they have to hear them all so that they understand, like, the true scope of it. And I won't say that I understand what it's like to go through something like, or to be. So desperate, or
to like try to take your life
to be yeah. put in because I've obviously never been there before.
That extreme, yeah.
I mean, I've experienced some things that make you think, like, man, like it kind of this kind of really sucks. Like,
yeah,
sometimes you're like, man, do I even want to be around anymore? It really sucks, but that point. And when you see the things that happened to her, there's some really bad things. Very graphic.
Yeah.
So, but I did. I don't think anyone that's under 18 should watch it by themselves.
Very mature.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that if you have issues like that, that
you should be.
You
watching.
Should watch it by yourself.
What I don't get is that like it's there. Like I kind of get the premise is like these people. She gives these like tapes to these people because you know they commit suicide, but like. Suicide's never like an okay thing to do.
No, definitely not. Yeah.
Like no matter what your situation is, it's just like you shouldn't.
Well, when you watch the show, you get the what she's trying to do, and what she's trying to do is say that if any one of these people would have not acted that way, then she wouldn't have felt like she had to kill herself.
Then why didn't she just say that?
Because it's not something that you can just like say to people that are the way that they are. It's not like they're her friends. They're not. They're people that don't really give a shit about her. That treat her. It's high school.
It affected her again.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's high school. Like, say it's It starts one way and it snowballs. So basically, she likes this boy, and he's like a jock. And just for our audience to know, this wasn't something that I was going to talk about. But since we're kind of on this, just real quick, I'll talk about it. But she meets this boy and she likes him. He's a jock. He's a popular basketball player or whatever. And she starts to like him. They go to a park one night and they're playing and she slides down the slide and she's wearing a skirt and he takes a pictures of her sliding down because they're having a good time. But he realizes that he got a picture of her underwear because she was sliding down the slide. And so when they go back to school, you know, she's thinking like, oh, I had a great time with this guy. He's so nice. And he seemed like he's a cool guy, but he has friends. And so one of his friends sees, he's like telling his friends, like, they're like, oh, you know, you didn't even do nothing with her. And he's like, oh, yeah, I did. Like, when they're like, what? What'd you get? First base, second base, third base? And he's like, oh, maybe I got the third base. And they're like, I don't believe you. And he goes, well, what about this? And he shows the picture of her underbody in the school. And so she's in class and people are looking at it laughing because they're all getting the messages that people are just spreading it, you know, to people. And people are getting it and she's,
kid that age,
yes, and she's like a sophomore. So she's like, she goes from being like really happy thinking that this guy likes her to realizing like that he sent that, which is embarrassing. And then goes to the point where like people start calling her like a slut and that she's easy. You know what I mean? So how do you tell someone not to do that? Like, you get what I'm saying?
It's
like
deeper than that.
Yeah, because once that's done, everybody starts their rumors.
That's
And you know, when being in high school, you can't. It's hard to stop that stuff because everyone's gonna believe. Wildfire. Especially when the guy's lying and his little jock friends are lying. So so then she goes to she goes to someone like a guy that she likes or whatever, but he believes the rumor, so he's like disappointed in her. So he shows her he's disappointed, then she feels like he's not my friend. And he won't even listen to me. You know what I mean? And
she's got like no.
And that's just the very first thing.
Oh wow!
Holy shit!
You know what I mean? Like there's so then guys start thinking she's easy. They start trying to like be nice to her, take her on dates, and then they try to like feel her up, and she's like, "Get away from me." Like she feels like and then they start like grabbing her butt in school and like it's a lot of things that just like cascade. And while looking at it realistically, I told my wife, I said, there's no way that this many bad things can happen to one person like in order for this to happen. But I do think it is something good to watch. Because people need to understand, like, there are people out there that are treating people like this. And when you're in high school and it's hard for you to go to an adult figure because they're not in school with you, so what are they going to do about it? You know, so if she goes and tells her mom and her mom goes and talks to the principal and the principal talks to these guys, well, maybe they won't even because it's the one high school town and these guys are like the sports superstars. Yeah. So what are they really going to do about them because they get away with everything? Yeah. You know, so... So it's kind of like...
So she can't even transfer schools if she wanted to. She's
You know what I mean? So it's like... It should make you mindful because people shouldn't be treated like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was in high school. I went to high school once. Long time ago. John more recently. Gil around the time. And I don't know if any of y'all had ever experienced that, but I was kept telling my wife, like, I don't remember that ever happening. Like being bullied. But I did see stuff, and at the time I didn't think it was bullying. I thought it was just making fun of someone. They were funny, it's a joke. Mm-hmm. But you don't know how that other person feels about it.
Yeah, you're not in their shoes.
So it is crazy. I would recommend if you're 18 and older. It's good because it's kind of mysterious. You want to know, and I'm not going to ruin it for anybody that wants to see it.
She dies in the end.
Of course, you know, of course, you know, she dies at the end, but it is, like, you want to find out, like, what these people did.
Yeah.
And then you see how it affects them, like, to hear a tape saying, like, this is what you did to me, like, I'm not here.
Makes them feel like
and
shit.
And make them think, like, man, like, or some of them don't give, someone, like, she's lying, like, I don't know, I don't care.
Damn.
You know what I mean? So it's like, it's interesting. Check it out if you want.
In a way, it's
kind of
flipped the script on bullies, huh?
I know that this podcast isn't about stuff like that, but we do talk about shows, and it's a Netflix show, and it's very popular right now.
Yeah.
Because the only reason I'd heard about it is because it kept blowing up on my Facebook.
I still keep on seeing on that. I feel curious. Like, I want to see
on
it
on my
now.
Feet. Everybody was watching it. Everybody was checking it out.
Yeah.
It is very, it's very sad. It's very sad, and I would say that just go into it knowing that it's sad. I guess if I had to say that, so
it's not sunshine and rainbows. So
it's not
very dramatic.
It's not, and it there is some pretty graphic stuff, and you'll get the warning before the episode, so that you'll it kind of ruins it because you know that this is gonna, and you're like, wow, this is gonna happen. You know what I mean? And it kind of tells you.
That's the warning in advance. That's pretty bad.
They do, and it did get a lot of flack, obviously, because of this. And
And
like even John right away, he said, like, I feel like it, and you do get that feeling, like, man, like this is you know, it's a show about a girl that does suicide and leaves these tapes. So, is it, what kind of message is it sending? But. Mm-hmm. Watch it yourself, you know, come up with your own conclusion. It really did trip me out when I was at work asking around how many people had seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Brian saw it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said that it really affected him. And it's true. I mean, I saw it on Monday, and here I am on Wednesday, and it's still fresh on my mind.
Damn.
It does make you think, like, like, man, it's just crazy. It's sad. But it's good to watch. So check it out. But anyways, what started this whole thing was about reading stuff on Wiki. And that's what I was going to say, is that I'm watching this with Vicky, and she's like, are you going to go on there and just read about it, and just so that you know what happens? And like, I kind of wanted to, because it is so, you know, interesting, but I didn't, and I'm glad I didn't. And so I'm not gonna read the aliens thing, even though I think John's reading it right now.
I'm reading this it right now.
This whole time.
Oh man, I'm about to wrap.
Thanks,
it up.
John.
You know what? And it's funny because Vicky started watching Pretty Little Liars, and I watched that with her. You know, she's my wife. I watch stuff with her, which is when Gil came into the house.
Yeah.
She was watching Game of Thrones. So sometimes it works, you know, for her to watch my stuff too. But that too, I got tired of it, and I was like, who's this person? Who's this bad person in here? So I had to look it up, and
Who's A?
Yeah, Who's A? And that show is just that show is really stupid. If you like Pretty Little Liars, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, but it goes on and on and
it
on
does.
And like
purposely.
How many different A's can there be? How many bad A is the person who's doing all the bad things?
And the funny thing is, this show's on ABC Family.
I don't understand how like
this is an ABC Family show.
To me,
it's
like
not a family show.
To me, it's like they're threatening to kill you. Just go to the cops, or when you catch them, handle up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whip some ass, and they probably won't fuck with you no more. Like, you know what I mean? This went on for like eight seasons or ten seasons,
I think, actually.
And it's still going, and I'm like, man, like, this chick is the chick that never gets caught, man. Like,
God damn it.
And then they're different. I don't know. That show's out of hand. But back to Aliens Covenant.
Yeah, we're from Aliens to the 13 thing, and it's Pretty Little Liars.
That's funny.
Like, God damn, we're all over the map.
From what I read, it was really good. It's really good.
Leave it at that, John.
Are you going to go see it with us?
Probably not. I'll probably watch it before you guys.
Dude, you never go see the movies with us.
Dude, it's online. I kind of want to go see it too.
He went and saw Logan, and that's it.
Is like, it's not my movie. It's not like.
Well, he hasn't even seen the other Aliens movies. He'll probably become pretty
lost. I
wouldn't
say I didn't grow up watching Aliens, you know?
Well, maybe you should go watch it.
You should at least watch Prometheus.
I'm probably going to watch Prometheus, because that's always a good movie. That kind of piqued my interest.
So did it say stuff about the engineers in there?
No, not...
Nah, he wants to know.
No, I can't tell you anything, man.
He's like, God damn it.
You already know what happened to the engineers. That's all I'm going to say.
So, Gil, are we going to go see Alien Covenant?
I want to see it together if we can.
Are we going to go to Alamo Draft House?
I thought you wanted to do the more comfortable seats.
No, I don't know, man.
Draft House is... I got
to
say, Draft House...
I haven't
been
to the Corpus one yet, so I want to go to the Draft House. So if that's the movie we go see it, then I'm down.
I'm going to say this. Draft House is better than Century.
Whatever. What? You don't even go to the movies.
When I do, I like Draft House.
Stop fidgeting with that.
I got it. All right.
I need to get you that fidget thing.
I do. Nah, I don't need a spinner. I just need something.
As long as you're not playing with a knife.
I'll start playing with that next. Be careful.
But yeah, we should go see Covenant. Which ties into the next trailer. Blade Runner.
I didn't see the Blade Runner trailer.
I didn't see it either.
2049.
Did you see it?
Ryan Gosling's going to be the...
Break it down for me.
Blade Runner. Do you know what Blade Runner is? It's pretty much... It's... correct me if I'm wrong, but Blade Runner is about a guy hunting down robots.
Yes,
right?
Replicants.
They're called replicants, which are pretty much people
Rogue
who...
robots, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much people who look... Or robots that look exactly like you and me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they look like robots. I mean, like robots. They look
just,
like humans, but...
They become self-aware.
Yeah, they become self-aware, and this guy has to pretty much decommission them, right?
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much happening again.
Damn.
That'll take place, I think, 40-something years...
After?
Past the original one, or maybe longer than that. Or 49 years after, maybe. Okay, this 2049, yeah. Which still... That timeline of that movie is technically a prequel to Prometheus. Prometheus is in 2093, and this one's 2049, but yet they still tie it in somehow. Because in the trailer, it has actually one of the engineers in a little like tube or like a little glass container or whatever as a little Easter egg, which was interesting. It's like, how did they have an engineer there before they even knew what the engineers were in Prometheus?
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting.
Maybe we'll see like a David replica or something. Like that.
Maybe. Why? There was before the David, Weiland, there was another one.
The Weiland company is.
The Weiland. Weiland company. Weiland group, whatever.
So Weiland Yutani.
Weiland.
The ones who make the replicants.
Yeah.
So well, yeah. Yeah, but the trailer looked pretty cool. I thought it was like 2 minutes long. I think just going over the.
What I just read though. I want to talk about it, but I can't.
No, you can't.
I'm assuming it talks a little bit about the Blade Runner possibly reference in there or nothing like that?
No, nothing like that. It talks about like, man, I can't even tell you, man.
You can't. Because we're live too, so.
Oh, my God.
There's no editing it. You shouldn't have read it. That's what you get.
Freaking.
That's what you get. You did it. You brought it upon yourself.
Dude.
As judgment, you have to come watch it with us now.
You should come watch it with us now.
Dude,
to the draft house we go.
My head's about to explode because I'm holding it.
Is that you got a head burster?
Yeah, I got a head burster.
So, so we found out that Edge of Tomorrow's having a sequel. Live, Die, Repeat, Repeat.
Live, Die, Repeat.
No, but
I'm gonna drop the pin.
There's John fidgeting, as always.
Mr. John.
So we were kind of talking before this about how is that going to work because it ended. Like, if you've seen Edge of Tomorrow, you know at the end... he wins and they
killed him.
Yeah, he wins and he starts again before like they've
like
been defeated.
Happened, yeah.
Everything's done.
I wouldn't want to see a remake.
So Tom Cruise has been pushing for this, right?
So yeah, Tom Cruise apparently pitched a new idea and they liked it so much so they're gonna go ahead with it, and the rumor is it's gonna be a prequel to this movie. So we'll see how that actually is the case. They're Mum's the word on that show too, so or movie.
Mum.
So yeah, they haven't talked too much about it, but like that's one of the rumors.
Do you think it could work?
I think it could work. If they do a prequel, I could see that with the girl.
Emily Blunt's character?
Yeah. She's supposedly coming back. So.
What did they call her?
The Commander.
Is it?
No, they called her the...
She was like some kind of...
I am the Clay
the angel,
Commander!
Some kind of code name.
They called her the Angel of...
Oh yeah.
Angel of something.
The city that she saved, yeah. Pretty much.
The Angel of Lorraine or something.
Yeah, something
like that.
She was a badass. She straight up
She had that
badass.
Sword.
Yeah.
She
was badass.
She had a Buster sword.
Yeah, she had a sick sword.
So, yeah, when they go into her story, like how she was doing the whole repeating thing, like that'd be kind of cool because she was the original one going through that.
She did get the power. The power.
She had
first.
It and then lost it.
But she only had it for that one battle because they won.
Because she killed the main. Pretty much the main thing, and then like after that they just like stop.
So that
leads me to believe though that there's more than one of those, like the main creature things,
those brain things. Yeah. Probably
the hive mind.
There you go,
because it was like, because basically it was like the hive mind, right?
Yeah,
they all listen to it. Those creatures look kind of weird though, right?
Dude,
yeah,
freaky looking
the blue one, it had its mouth open. I was like,
You guys can't see his facial reactions, but yeah.
It's
done on purpose.
Yeah.
So I can do it and make you laugh, and nobody can see what's going on. So yeah, I'm excited about the opportunity to watch this movie when it comes out, because I didn't go see the first one in theaters because I didn't know if it was gonna
Neither
be good.
Did I.
Well, you know what sucks? Bill Paxton can't come out in it.
Oh, yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P. Bill Paxton.
Because he was a. What was his name in that? I forgot. But he was pretty funny.
I don't remember the name, but yeah, he was good. He had a good character in that movie.
So our last topic is, they recently acknowledged that all the Marvel films and all the TV shows tie in.
It's going to be one big circle. Not like a square. It'll be a circle.
Is that smart?
Yeah, I mean, they should have done that. Well,
it is very smart.
Yeah, we got so much material, so many characters. I mean, they have
it had to expand into TV shows, you know?
It's going to make the TV shows that much better, and it's going to make the movies that much better.
Yeah.
Like maybe seeing Daredevil in the movie, or like Thor in the Daredevil.
So do you think that they should eventually put the guys from those movies in... From the shows and the movies.
Like little notes and cameos.
Yeah,
like
cameos.
Like, not only cameos, but like them showing
little
up in
scene
scenes.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, not even that, like a full episode to them,
yeah.
Like doing. Like,
totally see that.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of those characters live in the same city, so like, how haven't they not bumped into
each
other sooner, you know?
Like, the Defenders, or, like, Doctor Strange is in the Defenders, like. You know what I'm saying?
New York City. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, why wouldn't you see these like these characters?
Did they talk about Doctor Strange and the Defenders?
Like,
they don't, but
like in the show.
And I don't.
Because we haven't seen the show yet, yeah. Right? But isn't Sigourney Weaver the bad person?
She's the villain in the New Defenders TV the show. Yeah.
That
yeah.
comes out in August.
August 18th, my birthday.
Nice. Damn.
I remember that.
What are we doing for Gil's birthday? We're gonna have a drunk podcast. We haven't had a drunk podcast where everybody's drunk. We've had a podcast where Steve-O was drunk, and where some of us were drinking.
I was just drinking with him, you know.
Yeah, you're like, yeah. He brought his own little ice chest.
Yeah, I was just like, I'll take another one. Like I didn't want him to drink alone. Nobody likes to drink alone.
Steven was crazy.
He was already lit.
He was good.
He was lit like a bit.
We miss you, Steve-O.
Yeah, we miss you, Steve-O.
You're my boy, Steve.
John misses you, Steve.
Boom. Pin spin into the pin grab to the point.
So what's the next movie after Aliens?
Alien. It was going to be called Aliens Awakening. Aliens Awakening, but they're deciding to change the name. They haven't said what it's going to be, but they said it's going to be a prequel to Covenant.
Well, what's the next movie? The next movie we're gonna all go see coming out after Alien. That's what I meant.
Oh, my bad.
Thor Ragnarok.
Spider-Man's before that. Wonder Woman's in before that one.
I want to waste my time with Wonder Woman. Spider-Man, I like to usually wait till like that comes out on DVD.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to go see it. I mean, Tony Stark's gonna be in Grand Theft.
Yeah. Spider-Man's actually probably one of my favorite Marvel characters. But I mean,
why would you want to go see that in the theater?
I don't know. Spider-Man.
is that what he says?
The 90s style? Spider-Man.
That's it? That's all you know?
Yeah, that's pretty much all they say. That robotic voice is just like, Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, you're right, yeah. Yeah, I think the song says does whatever a spider can.
Yeah,
spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies.
Gotcha.
Look out! Here comes Spider-Man.
Or you can do the spider pig version.
So you really think that Wonder Woman is not going to be good, John?
Maybe
the trailer looks pretty good.
Maybe it is, but I mean.
But then again, we've been fooled before on that one.
Yeah.
Trailer wise.
What if it comes out and it's the best DC movie that they've made?
That would be sad.
Yeah, I would say that's saying a lot right there.
That would be pretty sad, but then if they need it, actually.
Yeah.
Because after that, they have Justice League. So if one of those doesn't hit.
It's
true, man. That's because after Justice League, Aquaman's supposed to come out, and then
Love DC Comics, but I'm gonna say they're gonna flop, man.
They're just jacking everything up.
Yeah, they're fucking shit up.
They're not doing it justice, like I keep
saying. Do you think like the guy who does Guardians of the Galaxy should go do some DC movies?
Ooh, James Gunn,
that'd be pretty good. Yeah.
It makes you wonder why they haven't tried to
recruit more people.
Yeah, I mean, if Marvel's doing really good and your films are making money, yeah. but they're not, like, people don't really like them.
They got the one guy, I think.
A movie coming up, though.
I thought he was going to be doing the whole universe. Like, he's going to be in charge of it all.
It's because
Kevin Feige.
Marvel's
over. That's the guy right now. It's a different guy. But he's supposed to be the one in charge of, like, the whole overall of everything.
It's because Marvel's over. They used to be over themselves, right? They used to govern themselves, and then they sold themselves to Disney. But Marvel still gives them like the rights to make good movies. Like they have their input. With DC, the way I'm thinking about it is that DC, it's by Warner Brothers, you know, and they're just like they have no say-so. It's just Warner Brothers themselves. What do you think?
I think that Gilbert just spilled his drink all over my carpet.
He did, but I got so sidetracked.
Just water, guys.
Water. Sorry. And vodka.
Come on. You can't treat the man cave like that, bro. Well, you got to get all that water up, man. We're upstairs. It's going to soak into the
wood.
Into the wood. So while he works through those
Ibis.
Those napkins I gave him... I'm going to say that I agree with everything John just said.
That'll work. Even though you wasn't paying attention.
I heard you said that DC, that they don't let, the Warner Brothers doesn't let them put their input in.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and we've talked about that before, that the Warner Brother, whoever's in charge is like, this is how we want the movie, this is, and they should just let the creative person be creative.
Yeah.
You know, the money was going to come.
Yeah.
obviously, look at Marvel.
Yeah. Yeah.
They make.
That's because the DC fanboys are way much more dedicated to Marvel fanboys. I guess the movie purposes, man. This just shows that you could put out so much shit and then it'd still be all right, you know.
What did I was talking to somebody about this. I don't know if it was y'all or someone else, but I was saying that, like, Marvel fans love, like, everything Marvel.
Yeah.
They're not just like, oh, I just like Captain America, Iron Man sucks, or I just like the X-Men, the Avengers suck. They like everything. Yeah. Whereas DC fans, they're just like, oh, I'm out of Superman. It's Superman.
It's Batman. It's all Batman.
It's Batman. It's all Batman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, no, you suck because I can use a kryptonite suit and kill you, you know.
Yeah, Batman's better than Superman because
The DC fans can be a little out of control.
Yeah.
But they should make for good movies. It should not be a hard formula.
No, it shouldn't. That's the thing. It shouldn't be a hard formula. But, like, they want to do all these, like, over-the-top shit.
They overcomplicate it.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
I mean, I'm still a little bummed that you don't have the Green Lantern in the...
Do you get Ryan Reynolds for that?
Yeah, because how do you not have...
Do you get Ryan Reynolds for that?
Do you get Ryan Reynolds for that?
No, you gotta pick someone else.
Or do you...
You get Tyrese. You get Tyrese for Jon Stewart. Jonathan Stewart.
I was going to say, do Hal Jordan or...
They're going to do three of them. One, right? Or something like that?
Supposedly for that Green Lantern, they're going to have all three of them.
The dude with the chili bowl?
Hal Jordan, Kyle Kenner? Kyle
something, I know who you're talking about.
Kyle, yeah, something, and then...
Jon Stewart,
yeah.
We'll see what happens with that. Because it's supposed to be the next... It will be on the second Justice League movie, they said, right? And then he'll have a standalone after that, so, like, God knows how long it's going
to be. They need to do the standalones before they introduce them.
They
really
do.
You're doing it, like, stupid.
They don't care.
Yeah.
There's just money in their pockets.
They're not going to care until people stop. But at some point...
It's in a tank. Like,
at some point, if you're making $400 million
on your
movie and...
You're making $1 million churn.
Yeah. It's still not or not even it. That. Say you're making $400 million every movie and Marvel movies are making $1 billion because that's what they're making.
Yeah.
You know, the Marvel...
Just one movie.
Civil War's made over $1 billion. Guardians of the Galaxy 2 Volume 2 is going to make over $1 billion. So you're losing out on $600 million because you don't want to get your finger out of your
ass.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, man, we can go on and on about DC.
We can.
This is but, on DC.
Yeah. Look, but I don't hate DC. Yeah. I just want good DC movies.
Image is going to do it right. They messed up, but they're going to be doing it right with the new Spawn movie, right? Hopefully.
Well, they did it right with the cartoon. The movie was so-so.
That's what I'm saying. So they're going to redo the movie with Spawn, and hopefully that redeems it, right?
And that'll be the director will be...
Dark Horse did... They've been killing it, evidently. We didn't even know that was Dark Horse Comics, but that's crazy. But, like, Hellboy, they destroyed Hellboy. Like, Hellboy was a really good movie.
That was before the whole Marvel Cinematic Universe
Exactly,
stuff.
Like...
It was just good on its own.
That's the thing, like, they kept it close to the comic books, and, like, they don't give a fuck.
They're one of the few good comic book movies before, you know, the Marvel stuff came out.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, I mean, I don't know.
All right, guys, well, that's it for episode 26.
What? Already?
Already.
Already? Oh,
wow. We'll see y'all next week for episode 27.
27.
Go out, see Guardians of the Galaxy.
Now officially more older than me.
Dang, that's crazy.
3 episodes ago? Yeah.
Make sure you go see Guardians of the Galaxy. You know, go check out Alamo Draft House.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to call them and be like, hey, just let you know I plugged your theater on my podcast.
Give me a plug, yeah.
Give me a beer.
Give me a free beer or something.
Or I'll take milkshakes.
Give me a free milkshake.
I'll take free milkshakes.
But yeah, go see these movies. Of course, you know, listen to us, like our page. share with your friends.
That, guys. It helps us a lot if you guys, like, you know, like it, share it.
Let us
follow us on Twitch, Twitter. We're gonna have an iPod podcast coming soon.
Well, we have an Instagram now, so Minute of the Cave podcast on Instagram. So go to Instagram. Of course, we got the Facebook page. We have a YouTube page. We just haven't got that going yet.
we're figuring out stuff.
Baby steps.
Yeah. We're not on the tweeters yet.
Maybe what we can do, if y'all guys are cool with it, we'll live stream. You know, watching a movie. John's first impressions.
We could do a reaction. Movie, sure, yeah, reaction thing.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of movies that I haven't seen that everybody likes to talk about.
It's gonna have to be someone that has unlimited data. Something like that. So, but yeah, we'll get some things going. Let us know what you think. What you think, if we should do that or not.
Give us some ideas. You know, honest criticism. What you guys think? Yeah. Help us out.
All right, Gil. So tell everybody goodbye, Gil.
It's been wonderful, guys. We'll see you next week on episode 27. Thanks a lot, guys.
Johnny.
Bye, Gil.
Bye.
Good night, guys.
Good night.